For the teenagers at Oakland High School, public health isn't an abstract idea. It's part of their day-to-day lives. The same is true for the 32 million Americans who would receive access to health care under President Obama's health care reform bill, the Affordable Care Act. But just because you can pay a doctor doesn't mean you have one to visit. There's currently a shortage of primary care physicians in some areas of the nation, and it's about to get worse.
The shortage is becoming nationwide.
That's Thomas Bodenheimer, adjunct professor at UCSF's Department of Family and Community Medicine. He's one of the nation's leading scholars in the primary care workforce.
There are areas that are what we call primary care shortage areas, and those areas are now expanding. By 2020, there will be about 40,000 adult primary care physicians too few in this country.
That's pretty dire. But listen to this. The Association of American Medical Colleges recently revised its shortage forecast from 40,000 to 60,000 physicians that will be needed by 2015. In case you weren't paying attention, that's a lot worse. So you might be wondering, who's going to take care of us? Well, the National Academy of Sciences Institute of Medicine has a solution: nurse practitioners. A 2010 report by the Institute said that giving nurse practitioners a greater and more independent role could help the nation adapt to the changing healthcare system. In this piece from 2010, KALW's Erica Mu reports on that controversial conclusion.
The impending doctor shortage, or rather the shortage of adult primary care physicians. You might not feel it now, but with an aging population and 32 million newly insured Americans entering the system, you'll probably feel it soon. Only 7% of fourth-year med school students are planning careers in adult primary care, a supply problem that's been described by none other than NPR's All Things Considered as a potential crisis.
The U.S. is facing a potentially catastrophic shortage of primary care doctors and other health professionals.
Well, doctors who are in training are going into every field except primary care, according to a report earlier this month in the New England Journal of Medicine.
In contrast, over 85% of nurse practitioner graduates enter into primary care, and they usually stay there. Two-thirds of the 135,000-plus nurse practitioners across the nation are currently in primary care. Most importantly, a fifth of these nurse practitioners work in rural areas, places that are already hurting from a physician shortage. Places like Modesto.
Vasco Road. Currently 64 degrees in Modesto and 58 in Stockton. Congratulations to Susan Mackey of Riverbank.
We're in Modesto, California. The practice is Aspen Family Medical Group of Modesto. My name is Matt Freitas, and I'm a nurse practitioner and physician assistant.
It's 8 a.m. at the clinic in Modesto, but the waiting room is already full. Freitas says that Aspen Family Medical Group takes everyone, whether or not they have insurance.
20% of the patients we see for free every day.
And it's believable. The clinic is housed in a large strip mall where the 99-cent store is only two doors down from the Dollar Tree. And by the looks of the waiting room this morning, the clinic's services are appreciated by members of the local community. Members of the medical community, however, aren't Freitas' biggest fans.
They've made complaints to hospitals about me. I have staff privileges at one of the hospitals here, and there were complaints made against me.
Physician complaints against Freitas reflect a larger turf war in primary care, and clinics like his are the battleground. Aspen is the largest nurse practitioner-owned clinic in the state. Sort of. Freitas owns 49% and not a bit more because in California, practices must be led by a physician. It's different in different states. If we were in Washington, Freitas wouldn't have to collaborate with a physician to run a clinic. He could diagnose, treat, and prescribe on his own.
The politics get pretty thick.
Dr. Kevin Grumbach is a practicing physician and professor in family and community medicine at UCSF.
So I think from the physician community, there's some that just, you know, don't let a nurse practitioner at all encroach on our turf.
That sensibility goes right to the top. Joseph Heyman, former chairman of the board of the American Medical Association, was quoted as saying, "Non-physician healthcare providers serve a vital role on a physician-led healthcare team. However, the health and safety of patients is threatened when healthcare providers are permitted to perform patient care services that are beyond their level of education and training. End quote. A staff editorial from the American Academy of Family Physicians said,
"These personnel are an essential component in ensuring patients receive timely and quality health care, but they're not qualified to lead the medical home as independent practitioners."
But for policymakers, what might be most convincing is the savings. According to a RAND Corporation study, expanding mid-level responsibilities could mean healthcare savings of $8.4 billion by 2020. That's based on the assumption that nurse practitioners provide comparable care, something some physicians will readily admit.
They probably could take care of 85% of what the doctors could take care of, frankly, and often better.
Michael Zimmerman owns his own small private practice in Oakland. He's not really advocating for independent nurse clinics, but he does think that nurse practitioners would work well as the front line of preventative care.
By using care team members, physician extenders, to take care of work that can be done outside of the visit, that actually frees the visit up for a much more meaningful encounter. We are all for the use of anyone and everyone to deliver care, including patients themselves. I think it's how they all work together that's essential.
Working together may not be the revolutionary answer some nurse practitioners are looking for, but UCSF professor Kevin Grumbach sees it as a fair compromise that shifts the role of both nurse practitioners and doctors.
Who we are in primary care and what we're trying to accomplish. It's no longer this sort of iconic one family doctor who can do everything and is going to give the shots and do a little minor surgery and deliver the baby and then run off to the hospital for the person who's just had the heart attack and then hold your hand in the office. It's actually going to be a team that has to do that.
The limitations on nurse practitioners are still up to state policymakers, but the Federal Department of Health and Human Services awarded $15 million for nurse-managed health clinics and $31 million in grant money to nursing schools. And if you're one of the 94,000 patients who will receive access to health care because of the grant money, you very well may find that your primary caregiver is not a doctor, but a nurse practitioner. For Cross Currents, I'm Erica Moo.